10,580 Robert C. and Deborah L. Fox, north of Road 283, east of Linden Lane, being Lot 5, Block U within Sandy Bray addition to development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. My name is Doug Marshall, and I'm attorney for the applicants. And Mr. Fox is here, and also a witness, which I may or may not call. But this application is for a variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet on property in Sandy Bray. The original house received a variance when my client bought it several years ago because the house was built 2/10 of a foot into the side yard variance on the right. And after owning the home for some time, he put a shed addition and wanted to line it up with the house, apparently not recognize the need to either kick in or get a variance for the 0.2 feet. so that's why we're here this evening. And I will present letters from Mr. Fox, the Homeowners Association approving it, and various neighbors in the Mr. Owens. Mr. Owens is also a neighbor and a contractor.
Is he going to testify?
Yes.
Read your name and address, please.
Ken Owens, OWNS 34185 Beach, Sandy Bray.
Beach Drive. You swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Owens, are you familiar with the property?
Yes, I am.
And in your opinion, you've been a builder for many years?
Yes, sir, about 25.
Okay. And in your opinion, does the granting of this variance, would it have a negative impact on the neighborhood or the prices of properties?
None whatsoever. You can't even hardly tell it when you look at it. I was not the contractor on the house, but... it looks good.
And certainly not detrimental to the public welfare?
No.
And the development of adjacent properties wouldn't be hindered by
that? None whatsoever.
And certainly won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
Do you think it's reasonable to have that as the addition done along the same sideline as the house as an aesthetic?
Frankly, it looks better continuing on the house than the 4 inches would have been.
Okay. Any questions? That's all I have.
Ms. Isaacs, was the permit issued for the shed?
A permit was issued. No CO has been.
No CO.
Okay, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Marshall did submit 7 letters in favor.
7 in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10580 as it's the minimum variance to grant relief, and I don't think it alters the central character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,580. All those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you all very much.